Introduction to the 30th Anniversary Edition. Although this book is not even remotely about the science of mindfulness or its clinical applications, I have noticed over the decades that it continues to be widely cited in the scientific and medical literature, and always and only for one particular detail. The working definition I offered in the original 1994 edition to explain what mindfulness actually is in operational terms to those who had no firsthand familiarity with it through formal meditative cultivation, which in those days was almost everybody. I described it as the awareness that arises from paying attention on purpose in the present moment and non-judgmentally. And if there was a need to explain why one might be drawn to cultivate greater mindfulness, the following phrase could be added, as I did in the introduction to Meditation is Not What You Think in 2018. In the service of wisdom, self-understanding, and recognizing our intrinsic interconnectedness with others and with the world, and thus also in the service of kindness and compassion. Taking a cue from the poignant genius of Greta Thunberg, I feel it is totally appropriate to recognize human awareness as a superpower, one we all already possess by virtue of being human. But for the most part, this superpower remains unrecognized and untapped by humanity. We get virtually no instruction in mainstream culture for how it might be accessed, inhabited, and put to use. That now has to change on a global level, and relatively quickly, if we are to realize our full potential as a species and live up to the name we have accorded ourselves, Homo sapiens sapiens, the species that is aware and is aware that it is aware, or more in line with modern psychological terminology, awareness and meta-awareness. Time to wake up, maybe long past time. And there is only one time that it can ever happen. Can you guess when that might be? This is an all-hands-on-deck on Spaceship Earth moment, to hark back to Buckminster Fuller's more timely than ever phrase from circa 1969. The Dharma, in all its simplicity and complexity and universality, has never been more necessary for human and planetary flourishing. On September 11, 2001, the Japanese Zen master Harada Roshi was teaching at his American center on Whidbey Island in Puget Sound. Myla and I happened to be on the island leading a workshop on mindful parenting the night before. Everything in the entire country came to a stop the next morning as we learned about the attacks of that day. Gray warships emerged out of the fog, patrolling the straits. Harada extended an invitation to a number of people in the community to visit with him that day. A welcome respite from watching the Twin Towers fall over and over again on the news. When we were leaving, he gave each of us present a poster, an Enzo, a calligraphic one-brushstroke Zen circle, underneath which it said, in English, never...
This is Audible.
Random House Audio presents...